Welcome to FMU Shalmi Shir, sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph in the Oiz V'Odr edition, Perek Chi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We start Daf Ayin Amud Beis 9 lines from the bottom. The Gemara just brought a Mechlekes when we said, Aliba Debri Akivo, that the Zohar has a din of Nido, has the same tumor of Nido. If you carry it, it makes a person tummy. So the more I ask, that's only Avodah Zarah itself. What about the Mishamish Avodah Zarah? What about the items that are being used for the Avodah Zarah? So you had a Machlekes. One Braisa said that the Mishamish also have a Din of Nida. And the other Braisa said that then it doesn't have a Din of Nida, it's only a Din of Sheretz. The tomb is not when you carry it, it's only when you touch it. So says the Gemara, Masnitz in our Mishnah, Kiban Domer, the Zarah Kenido, and Mishasher Kenido. The both have the Zarah and the Mishamish Kenido. Why? Because Tadinon Avonov ve'Eitzov ve'Afaroi metam kesheretz, referring to what's brought down in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that the stones and the wood and the sand, the earth of a house of Avodah Zarah, all has a din of a sheretz, and that Mishnah Rebbe Kiva says no, it has a din of a nido. L'chur, the house is not Avodah Zarah itself; it's the mishamish Avodah Zarah, and still according to Rebbe Kiva, it has a din of a nido. Says the Gemara, Tiposa Shishtachave Labais Ve'achakach Benayoy. We talk about that these stones, he was Mishtachave to the stones, made it out of the Zohar itself, and then he made a house out of it. That's why the house has a din of a Nida. Now, why are we saying that he was Mishtachave to the stones before he built it? Because in a moment we'll see that it's Machlekes, if you took a house itself and Mishtachave to the house, does it become of the Zohar or not? So yeah, that's what Gemara says. We talk about that he was mishtachav to the stones, when they were detached, and then he connected it to the ground. Now, according to the Gisa Rav Chaim, the next sentence we skip, we're going to learn this. We'll bring the sentence soon in the Fainav Amud Aleph in a few more lines. So the Gemara goes on and says, "Tomav zir eiro Rav Chuna b'shem Rav hamishtachav lebayis osroi." So even though when you have something connected to the ground, you talk about a mountain, for example, someone who bows down to a mountain, it's not a sub of a desert because it's connected to the ground. But when you have a house which was built on the ground, when a person is mishtachav, does it make it a desert or not? So he says because it's something which is what used to be detached and now it's connected to the ground, it becomes osur. So if a person takes a built house and he's mishtachav to this house, he makes it osur. Says the Gemara, "Rav Zehira, v'obishabir chanon, hamagdish es habayis." Someone who makes a house kadosh for Beis Hamikdash, ain't mo'alim boy. There's no meila over there. Why is there no meila? Because it's something which is connected to the ground. Meila shayach only something which is detached. This is not detached. So according to Abir Chanon, even though it used to be detached because the stones were detached before, but now that it's connected to the ground, it's considered to be part of the ground. And there's no meila. So says the Gemara, "Omav Zehira." Havi bei Rabbanon plugo. Me Rabbanon learned that we have over here a machlekes of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav that says mishtachel lebayis osroi. He says that something which was detached and then connected is not considered to be connected. So therefore, it becomes osur b'avodah zarah. And Rabbi Yochanan that says that a house doesn't have meilo because it's considered to be mechuber connected to the ground and there's no meilo in mechuber. So he holds something which was detached and then connected is not detached anymore. So the Gemara says the final from on top. Man domer osroi, the one who says that it's osur, meaning there is isur of a desaro, if a person mishtachav to the house, marlin boy, he holds his meal over here. Man domer loy osroi, man domer holds that there's no isur of a desaro, any marlin boy, he will say that there's no meal. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan that says there's no meal, he holds also there's no isur of a desaro when someone mishtachav to the house because it's considered to be connected and there's no desaro and something connected to the ground. We find a Mishnah that's arguing a Rav because it says a shaykes shebasela ain't memalim bo. A trough in Iraq ain't memalim bo. You can't use it for mechatos. Mechatos, in order to put the water of chatos, it has to be a kli, it has to be a vessel. Something which is connected to the ground, you cannot use for mechatos. Then it says, if it was a vessel before, and then he connected to the ground, it was a trough before, and then he put it to the ground, then it's okay. But says it goes on to explain over there, he first made a kli out of it, and then he connected it, so then it's okay. But if he first connected it, and then he made a kli out of it, so then it's considered to be connected to the ground. That's a chora question on Rav. As the Gemara explains, "Vahen bais lav kimi shechibur v'achak echokekoy." That's the Gersa of Reb Chaim. I mean, what is a house? A house, you're taking pieces of the stones, and then you're going and connecting to the ground and creating a house. So you'll be making the house only once it's connected. And according to that braisa, a kli that became a kli only after it was connected is not considered to be detached. It's considered to be mechubar. Question on Rav. The Rav said that a house, if someone bows down to it, makes it aser. Ma ovid l'Rav, what Rav will do with that? Says the Gemara, Apostle lo, situsum shalavoni migmar melachtom. Rav says, you know what's the main melach of doing for creating a house? It's not putting the stones together, but it's preparing the stones, carving stones to the right shape, to the right size. Once you have that, now putting it together and creating a wall, that's now the ikar melacha. So according to Rav, when did you finish doing the house? When you prepared the stones and made them ready for binyan. Once you did, that was done when it was detached. Now you're connecting it, you don't lose that because it was done when it was detached, similar to the shaykes, that once you made a kli into it before you connected it, it's going to still have a din of a kli. Now the next few lines, we're going to be using the Girsa of Reb Chaim in the Gemara. The Girsa of Reb Chaim starts with a question that we left over in the previous Amud in the end. We learn in the Mishnah that there's three houses. And one of the houses, which is of Osof of Avodah Zarah, is a house that was built for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. So the question is, how did it become Asr? Once he built the house, he can't make Avodah Zarah anymore. It's Mechubar L'Karka. It's a question of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds something which is connected to the ground, has a din of Mechubar. So how does a house become Avodah Zarah? Answers the Gemara. Tiposa shishtachavo v'achakach b'noi. He first bowed down to the rocks, to the stones, and then he made a house out of it. So it's already Avodah Zarah before it was connected. Continues the Gemara again, using Reb Chaim's Girsa. V'atanina, we said in the Mishnah over there, Shalosh Avonim Hem, there's three stones, and one of the stones is, Evan, stones are prepared for a bimus. A bimus is a structure of Avodah Zarah. So what happens with these stones? He took the stones, he connected it to a bimus, and he made it into Avodah Zarah. Someone has the same question. But once you connect it to the ground, it doesn't have a din of Avodah Zarah anymore. Answers the Gemara, Tiposa Shishtacha V'chol Evan V'Evna Chakach B'noyo. Similar answer. He didn't just take the stones, put it into the ground, and then made Avodah Zarah. He bowed down to each stone, and then he made it, and then he connected it. So it was already Avodah Zarah before it was connected. Continues the Gemara, again using Yisrael Reb Chaim. V'leisa do pligo al dev Shimon ben Lakish. Isn't this arguing Shimon Lakish that what? So Shimon Lakish Hama Avodah Zarah Shishtabro Muteris. Reb Lakish says that Avodah Zarah that broke is mutter. It loses the shame of Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah that says that the Eitzim Avonim offer of a Avodah Zarah or Aser, and just have a machlekes, if it has the din of a sheret, has the din of a nido, doesn't that argue with Shlokish that holds once it's broken, it doesn't have a din of Avodah Zarah? And continues the one that says, Afilu Abi Yochanan, even according to Abi Yochanan holds, the Avodah Zarah that was broken is not Aser. Leisa do pligal Abi Yochanan, doesn't this argue Abi Yochanan as well? Because even though Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Avodah Zarah Shishtabra Asuro, Lekin Savir Meimar, Im Bishayin Oysid Lach Zirom, Lekelion, Divra Kol Mutter. Even Rabbi Yochanan holds that something that broke is still Asur, it's only if he is intending to make to bring it back to his original state. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we learned before, that if he was Shtachavet to the stones, and then he made a house out of it, the Avodah Zarah remains Avodah Zarah. Why? Isn't that like something which is broken, which will never go back to its original state? Because these stones had a certain shape. Now they made a house of it. There's no intention to bring them back to be stones. So if so, why does it have a din of Avodah Zarah after it became a house? So answers the Gemara in the final one with base on top, in the middle of the line. L'kein savir meimar im ba'osid lachzir l'kelyon divra hakol osir. No, but if we're going to return it to its original state, everybody agrees it's also. The whole machlekes of Yochanan Shlokish is, when it's stam, we don't know what he's going to plan to do with it. Does it have a din of Avodah Zarah or not? That's the machlekes. But if he's not intending to bring it back, everybody agrees that it doesn't have a din of Avodah Zarah anymore. And if he will bring it back, everybody agrees it does have a din of Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, we're talking about a case that here it's considered to be that you're going back to its original state. So the question we ask of Shlokish, that once it's broken, does it have a din of Avodah Zarah? No, because he was planning to rebuild it. So therefore, it does have a din of Avodah Zarah. And the question, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we said, once you take rocks, stones, and you make into it a house of it, is that considered to be broken? It's not considered to be broken at that stage, because the stones that are set up as a building is considered to be like it was originally. It used to be stone, and it's still stones. It's as if it's just set up the way it was before, and therefore it's not considered to be broken. It's considered to be in its original state, and all as long as it's an original state, or is intending to go back to its original state, it still has the Isser. And that's what the Gemara says, If it's sitting in its place, it's as if it's going back to its original state. According to Abiyachin, taking rock stones and just setting up the building, it's said to be putting it in its place, and therefore it's not considered to be broken. Rabbi b'shem Rav mishtachave lebayis osro le'ilon lo yosro. So it's like one of the name of Rav. Someone who bows down to a house makes it also as we saw before. But he bows down to a tree, he said it doesn't know he's because once it has roots, it's considered to be more connected to the ground. But we learn that three trees are called Ashero, trees of Avodah. And one of them is a tree that you planted to be Avodah Zarah. You planted it, it has roots, and it's still considered to be Avodah Zarah, even though it's connected to the ground. Says the Gemara, he bowed down to the vine, to the piece of wood, and then he planted it. So that's why it's Avodah Zarah before it was connected to the ground. Levi Oma Ishtachav Labayis Ostro Ishtachav to the house makes an Ostro as we saw before according to Rav Lemeor Lo Yosro but a cave not Ma'bin Bayis Ma'bin Meor. What's the difference between a house and a cave? Says more of Chananya Breid Avilil Bayis Ayalo Shaslisho Meor Lo Yalo Shaslisho. House used to be detached. Then he got detached. Then he connected to the ground. So it's not considered to be mechuber. But a cave, which was always part of the ground, it was never considered to be detached, and therefore it doesn't have a different desire, because ain't ever desire be mechubar. Halacha beis zog de mishno. Minayin lisfino shehita hayo. How do we know that a boat doesn't get tumo? Shenema adech or nio belev yom. The pasuk says that a boat belongs to the sea, and the sea doesn't get tumo. So we have a hekesh boat to the sea. The same way the sea doesn't get tumo, so also the boat doesn't get tumo. So we're going here to Inyan of Kilaim. One is now allowed to plant different seeds in the same place because it's a problem of Kilaim. Kilaim is connecting two seeds together. But we have the rule that if you have a seed, a single seed, not a field, so between one seed and another, all the space that you need is only a tefach and a half. That's the space you need to have between one seed and another. So when you have a rugo, you have a garden of 6x6, you can put a total of 5 seeds in this arugo. Now there's a big machlekes we showed him how exactly you do it. Rashi in the Gemara in Bavli says, you put the seeds around the edges of the arugo, and one in the middle. Now the reason why you have one in the middle only is because according to Rashi, you need to have a tefach and a half between each seed, for each seed, meaning you have to have a total of 3 tefachim. Between 2 seeds, you have to have 3 tefachim. So you put a seed in the middle of the arugah, right in the middle. Then you have, to the edge, 3 tefachim to each side. So then you could put in the edge, you could put another seed. And Rashi learns that when you have the edge, you have, let's say, on the northern edge of the arugah, there's one seed. Then you have another one on the east side. Between the east and the north, you don't have to have really space because they're going in different directions. So Rashi learns there's 4 in each edge and then 1 in the middle. The Rash, and that's what Reb Chaim brings over here, he learns that the total space you need between the seeds is 1.5, not 3. So the way he learns is that the seeds are not only on the edge of the arugah, but they go into the arugah as well. One more thing, the Rash argues with Rashi, he holds also between the north and the east and the north and the west, you also have to have a tefach and a half. So if you look at the Reb Chaim's Pirush, you see, the way he does it, it's each seed has a shape of a triangle. You have a triangle in the north, triangle in the south, triangle in the east, triangle in the west. Between the triangles, you have 1.5. And then in the middle, you have a box of 3x3. And that is because the seed in the middle needs to have a tefach and a half for each side. So that's a total box of 3 tefachim. So you have a seed in the middle, and then you have 4 seeds on each edge, but between the seeds, you have a tefach and a half space. So a kol panim, when you have a arugo, a garden of 6x6, you can put there 5 different seeds. So says the Mishnah, minayin la'arugo shishisha shisha tefachim zoyim v'toyecha chamisha zironim. You can put 5 seeds, arba baruchas arugo, 4 in each edge, ve'achaz be'enso, 1 in the middle. Shenema ki ka'oretz toitzi tzimcho, okekino zeru'eya tatzmiach, zero tatzmiach lo'inemar, ela zeru'eya tatzmiach losh rabim, and the Gemara is going to explain the drasha. Says the Gemara, "V'loy min hayam lomadato." How do we learn that a boat is Torah? You learn from the sea. Mayam Torah, v'sfina Torah. The sea is Torah, so the boat is also Torah. Says the Gemara, "V'loy min hasak lomadato." Didn't we learn from a sack? Ma'asak mishamish bayam or mishamish bayabosho. A sack, you use it in the sea and you use it in the ground, on the land. Meaning, all the kalim you learn from sack. You learn from the sack that's printed in the Torah. So you can learn from there as well that a sack is used sign the land, sign the sea if you're on a boat. A boat, you don't use it in the land. So if so, you don't use a boat in the land, so that's the reason it should not be tummy. Why you have to learn from the sea? We're talking about a boat made out of clay. And then what? You can't learn from sack. Because the sack teaches only whatever is written in that parsha. Whatever is written in the parsha of sack is talking about cleats, clear, made out of leather, made out of wood, but doesn't mention clay. So therefore, any other item you can learn from a sack, it's a that a boat which is made out of any other type of material doesn't get tumah, you learn from sack. But whatever is made out of clay, you can't learn from the sack because clay is not written in the parsha. So that I need to have another pasuk to teach me that a boat is like the sea, the same way the sea doesn't get tumah, also the boat doesn't get tumah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph.